Good morning to you, radio. What's going on? This is The Beard with your Metal Hour. I hope everything's going well with your mornings, guys. Mine is just starting, so forgive me if I'm a little sleepy. Anyways, this morning I'm going to be playing you stuff from a few different genres, and they're all kind of lumped into the same group by a lot of people, but they do have differences. Going to start off with some old school Black Sabbath. I know I've played them a few times on this show, but they really are the godfathers of metal, and kind of start off our day right. So yeah, they're gonna start us off with the song Electric Funeral off of the album Paranoid, which is one of my favorites. And the reason I'm playing it today is because it kind of sets the stage for the other stuff I'm going to be playing, which is more that kind of psychedelic, sludgy doom and stoner metal. And it's slower, it's heavier, there's less treble, and it's got more of a groove to it than most metal. So I hope you guys dig it, and you guys should know this one. This is Electric Funeral by Black Sabbath.
You bet.
All right, welcome back, you guys. This is The Beard, if you're just tuning in, with the Metal Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. And just starting the morning off with a little bit of Black Sabbath. That was Electric Funeral. And I don't know if, hopefully you've heard of that band, but if you haven't, they are from Birmingham, England, and they formed in 1968. The album you just heard was Paranoid, and that came out in 1970, so I think it was either their first or, I think it was their first release. And I think I got that album when I was in 6th or 7th grade, and just remembering being very stoked on it when I got it. And yeah, that song featured the infamous Ozzy Osbourne on vocals, Tony Iommi on guitar, Geezer Butler on bass, and Bill Ward on drums. And those guys are kind of the, I don't know, the originators of doom metal and stoner metal, if you will. So that was the perfect song to start the morning off with. I hope you guys liked it. And next, I'm going to be playing a band called Caius. And they are another band that were kind of pioneers of what's called desert rock. And they actually come from California. They come from the down by Coachella area, and they're awesome. They pioneered stoner rock too. Very groove oriented music, very low, very heavy, and they formed in 1987, so they've been around the block. And they unfortunately split up for a while, and their guitar player went on to form Queens of the Stone Age, Josh Homme, and they ended up reuniting without him and calling the band Caius Lives. But there was a little lawsuit over the name, so now they're going by the name Vista Chino. And they're putting out a new album, and they are still just as good as Caius, in my opinion. I actually got to see them a couple years ago when they played as Caius Lives. And they headlined a show at the Regency Ballroom in San Francisco, which is a great place. If you've never been, you should check it out. And it was packed. It was a great show. They had the balcony open, which they don't always do at that venue. And packed to the back of the building. It's a huge place, so it's pretty impressive, and they sounded just as good as they do on the record. So this song's called El Rodeo, and it is off of the album And the Circus Leaves Town, which came out in 1995, and it features John Garcia on vocals, Josh Homme on guitars, Scott Reeder on bass, and Alfredo Hernandez on drums. So I hope you guys dig this. It's a pretty good song. I love it. And here we go. This is El Rodeo. Thank you. All right, welcome back, guys. That was Caius with El Rodeo off of their great album, And the Circus Left Town. And that band is very influential on the current rock and metal scene and just continues to be great. And the next band I'm going to play you is the former guitar player from Caius, Josh Homme. His new band, or not new band, they've been around for a long time. And the band's called Queens of the Stone Age. I myself have seen them twice. They were awesome both times. And they started out kind of as a not really a continuation of Caius, but sort of in the same vein, experimental, kind of sludgy rock. And they have progressed quite a bit since then. They've put out a good number of albums, and I enjoyed all of them. They definitely all sound like Queens of the Stone Age, but they do have a little bit of... They're definitely progressed in their sound, and they sound considerably different now than they did when they started out, which isn't a bad thing. Sometimes it is with certain bands who kind of lose their identity in trying to create new sounds, but Queens of the Stone Age has kind of been able to do that and maintain a pretty good sound. So I think the first time I saw them had to be, I think it was 2004, 2005, somewhere around there. They opened for Nine Inch Nails. It was a great show. It was at the Oakland, what is it, the Oracle Arena, I guess is the name. Yeah. And it was a lot of fun. And it was one of the first big shows I'd been to like that. I'd been to shows before, but not a band that I really liked in a venue that big. And it was a lot of fun. And yeah, so this is off their first album. It's a self-titled album, Queens of the Stone Age. And the song is called Regular John. And like I said, it's their first album, so it sounds not like a continuation of Caius, but it sounds like these guys were buddies with Caius, which they clearly were, as Josh used to play in Caius. But Josh Homme is on vocals and guitar, and Alfredo Hernandez is on drums, both of whom are from Caius. And a gentleman named Carlo Von Sexeron is on bass, keyboards, and piano, which turns out is actually just an alter ego for Josh Homme. So technically, Josh Homme did vocals, guitar, bass, keyboard, and piano on this album, which is pretty impressive. He's a talented guy. And I hope you guys dig this one, because it's one of my favorites. So this is Regular John, and this is on your Dominican radio, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, guys. That was Queens of the Stone Age with their song Regular John off of their self-titled album. And I thought I would take a minute to give you a brief update on some shows coming up this week and tell you about one I went to last week. I went to a show on Thursday at the DNA Lounge in San Francisco on 11th Street. And it was awesome. I saw a band I've seen multiple times, Dying Fetus. They were great as always. Just good old school death metal. Like, they're from Maryland. And opening for them was a band called Abiotic, which I had never seen. They were pretty good. And also opening was Waking the Cadaver. Those guys are from Jersey. And they were fun. But I think the most impressive act of the night, being as I'd seen Dying Fetus before, and they're great, but the most impressive act of the night was this band Exhumed. And they're actually local guys. They're from San Jose. And they were great. I actually got a chance to go talk to one of the guitar players after the show as well, and he was super cool, super nice dude. And highly suggest checking out this band Exhumed. They're not new. I know they've been around. It's one of those bands I've seen on a lot of bills, but I've never actually gotten to see, as far as I remember. I've been to a lot of concerts, but I think I would have remembered them. They're great. They did a really good live show, and highly entertaining, so definitely go check them out. Once again, the band's name is Exhumed. And coming up this week, which I'm very excited about, is a show I've been waiting a long time for. This band is called Vatain. That's Vatain. And they are a black metal band, and they are playing at the Oakland Metro. And let me just tell you that this band is no joke. They have a documentary on YouTube you can watch, if you look up Vatain. They're playing this Friday with In Solitude and Tribulation at the Oakland Metro. And that is this Friday, October 25th at 8 p.m. And it's going to be worth it. You guys should definitely check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. I have a lot of these guys' stuff, and it's all really good. So I would definitely check it out if you like black metal. If you like any metal, it's just a really fun venue, fun band. And these guys are from Sweden, and they formed in 98. So they've been around for a little while and been putting out great music. And if you go online and you watch any of their YouTube videos, you can see what the show's hopefully going to look like. They do it big. I don't know about the fire regulations here in Oakland, but a lot of the shows I've seen, they got, you know, fire and all kinds of crazy stuff going on stage. So good theatrics, good metal, a lot of fun. And it's on a Friday, so what else are you going to do that's better than that? Going to see a black metal show, come on. And on Saturday, the band Godflesh is headlining a show at the same venue, the Oakland Metro, which is clearly in Oakland. And they're one of those bands I don't really know a whole lot about. They've been around for quite a while. I've never really listened to them myself. I know other people who do. They're great. They're not exactly my cup of tea, but that doesn't mean I would say don't go see them, obviously. The opening band, however, is a band I enjoy quite a bit. It's a grindcore band called Nails, and I don't know if you guys are into grindcore at all, bands like Nozum and stuff like that, but if you are, go check it out. It's going to be a good show. I think it's at 8 p.m. too. And it is once again at the Oakland Metro. It's on 3rd Street in Oakland. And it'll be fun. Anyways, back to the actual show. Up next, we have a band called Sleep, which is a Bay Area band. These guys are rad. They started off, they were pretty much active in the 90s. So they're actually kind of quoted as having a huge influence on metal and kind of where it went from the 90s. And they are a bunch of local dudes, like I said. They're a three piece, and they're kind of stoner doom metal. They're from San Jose, and they have been called the ultimate stoner rock band by some people. I would agree with that. They're pretty much the ultimate stoner rock band, or definitely top five. And they broke up at the end of the 90s, but they did do a reunion tour in 2009, which I feel pretty stupid about missing. I really wish I hadn't missed that. And The song I'm going to play is off of their album Sleep's Holy Mountain, which if you don't have it, you should probably buy it. It's a great album. The song is called Inside the Sun, and on this album are Al Cisneros on bass and vocals, Matt Pike on guitar, and Chris Hackius. Sorry, I probably butchered that dude's name, and he's on drums. So, without further ado, this is Sleep's Holy Mountain, or that's the album, and the song is called Inside the Sun. I hope you guys dig it.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is The Beard with the Metal Hour on radio.dominican.edu. And today we're doing sludge and doom and stoner metal and all that good stuff. And that was Sleep with Inside the Sun. It's a fantastic album, great band. And next up, interestingly, is the guitar player from that band, Matt Pike. This is his next band after Sleep, and they're called High on Fire. And they are one of my favorite bands. These guys are so rad. I've seen them multiple times all around the Bay Area. I've seen them at Slim's. I've seen them in Oakland at the Uptown. Where else have I seen them? I don't remember. I've seen them a bunch of times. But either way, these guys are rad. If you ever get a chance to go see them, definitely do that. They are from Oakland, so they're local. Local dudes, and they play around here whenever they're home, so I would definitely check them out. They've been on pretty big tours. I know they opened for Metallica for a tour, and they played with other people too, so definitely go check them out. It's worth it. They're a great band live, and their albums are great too. And I would highly suggest them. So the next song I'm going to be playing is called Fury Whip, and it is the opening track on their 2007 album Death Is This Communion. And it features Matt Pike on guitar and vocals. The dude is just a beast. And Jeff Matz on bass and Des Kensel on drums. So these guys are a three-piece, and they are really loud and really heavy. So pretty impressive. Check it out. I hope you guys dig it as much as I do. This is Fury Whip. We'll be right back. right, welcome back, guys. That was the infamous High on Fire with Fury Whip. Those guys are killer. And they actually have a show coming up, not, super soon, but it's definitely coming up. They are playing at the Regency Ballroom, which is a great venue, on the 11th of December this year. So, you know, what is it? It's less than 2 months away. Go check them out. They're awesome. They're playing with Kveller Talk and Windhand. Neither of those bands I'm very familiar with, but High on Fire is definitely worth going to see, and it's a cool venue, so I would highly suggest going. Anyways, on to the rest of the show. Once again, this is The Beard on your Metal Hour here on Dominican Radio. And, Matt Pike, one of my personal heroes. That was just a great band, great song. And next up, I'm going to play you another Bay Area band. They're a two-piece, actually, which is pretty rare. They're called Black Cobra, and they're awesome. I've seen them twice, and what was cool was I saw them in a big venue first, and then I saw them in a small venue, and both venues, they were perfect. They took it on. You know, the first venue was the Regency Ballroom, which I keep talking about because they have pretty good shows sometimes, and they opened for Caius, who I played earlier, or Caius Lives at that point, and The Sword. And they're great. They're I hadn't actually heard of this band, Black Cobra, before I had gone to that show. And I went with some buddies, and they were one of the highlights of the night. They were killer. And for a two-piece, they're just really heavy, heavy as hell, and they sound awesome. And they're kind of like a doom sludge offshoot kind of band. Just really, really heavy, really low. And they're from San Francisco. And they were formed in 2001 by the guitarist Jason Landrian, who was formerly in the Florida doom metal band Cavity, and the former Acid King bassist Rafael Martinez. And I saw them open for Caius. Like I said, they're awesome, and they destroy everything. I've seen them. The second show I saw them at was at the Parkside in San Francisco, which is also a really fun venue if you ever get to go. And it was a pretty goofy show. They were rad. And they opened up for Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys' newest project. I believe the name was Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. So interesting name. But he never fails to entertain. And these guys killed it. So I'm going to play you a song called Chronosphere. And it's off their album Chronomega, which came out in 2009. And once again, the band is Jason Landrian on guitar and vocals. And Rafael Martinez on drums. So dig it. Here is Black Cobra with Chronosphere. back, guys. That was Black Cobra with Chronosphere. And, yeah, just an awesome band. Two-piece. So, pretty heavy. The guitar player plays a high-watt full stack, which, for people who do not play music, is 2 412 cabs. So, 2 speaker cabinets with 4 12-inch speakers in each one and a amplifier on top of those. And he cranks it. And it sounds awesome. So I hope you enjoyed it. I'd like to give a shout out at this time. My mom and sister are listening, even though they're not metalheads. So, you know, much appreciated. And I'd also like to put a plug in for my little sister, who's an incredible musician. If you guys want to check her out, she has a website. It's larajohnston.com, LaraJohnston.com. Go check her out. She's killer. And who knows, you might dig it. I mean, if you got ears, you probably will. So I'd also like to give you guys a tip at this time. I love tattoos. You might love tattoos. They're awesome. But they are forever. So you better make damn sure you get a good one. And if you want to do that, I've got a few people you should check out. First off is my buddy Ross Jones in San Francisco. And he has a website that is rosskjones.com. So go check that out. The dude's amazing. And another guy I'd like to give a plug to is my friend Jose Guinto, who tattoos at Sacred Rose in Albany, which is over in the East Bay. And I believe he has a portfolio on the website sacredrosetattoo.com, so go check him out. And next up we have the band Brain Oil. They're from Oakland and they're a doom sludge metal band. Sorry. The members have been long-time contributors to the East Bay underground punk and metal scene. So they've been around for a while, and they were influenced by bands such as I Hate God, The Melvins, and Dystopia, which are all great bands. And they are as awesome live as they are on recordings. I actually saw them open for a show. You know, never heard of them. Went to this show at the Oakland Metro, and these dudes killed it. It's kind of like a sludgy, doom, southern metal kind of vibe, and these guys are awesome. They actually originally formed in 98. And originally, the only person in the band was this guy, Greg Wilkinson. And he started the band, just him and a drum machine and you know, his bass and vocals. And so it was supposed to be a one-man project that developed into a band. And the song I'm going to play you is Death of This Dry Season, which is the title track off of the album by the same name, obviously. And it features Greg Wilkinson on bass and vocals, Nathan Smith on guitar and vocals, and Ira Harris on drums. So this is Brain Oil with Death of This Dry Season. Hope you guys dig it. right, welcome back, guys. Unfortunately, this next song is going to be my last for today on the Metal Hour. That was Death of This Dry Season by Brain Oil. I hope you guys liked it. I know I did. And once again, I'm going to put a plug in for these shows coming up. Friday is Vatain, the Oakland Metro, and Saturday at the Oakland Metro is going to be Godflesh with Nails. Go check it out. It'll be a lot of fun. Maybe I'll see you there. I will be there Friday, so keep an eye out for a dude with a beard. That's all I'm going to say. Anyways, this has been the Metal Hour with the Beard. And my last song for today is going to be a band called Weed Eater from Wilmington, North Carolina. They formed in 97. And the dudes formed out of a band that had recently broken up called Buzz Oven. And the album is called Jason the Dragon. So it's a recent one from 2011. And the song is Mancoon. It also has an amazing video. Go check it out. It's hilarious. And it features Dixie Dave Collins on bass and vocals, Dave Shep Shepherd on guitar, and Travis Owen on drums. So I hope you guys like this. This is Weed Eater with Mancoon. And unfortunately, that is that for the Metal Hour this morning. Tune in again at 9 next Wednesday morning. And you know what? I think I'm going to have to do a Halloween-themed show, being as Halloween is coming up. And yeah. All right, you guys. This is me checking out the Beard. radio.dominican.edu, and I will talk to you next Wednesday morning. All right, have a good day.
Let's go. thoughts unclear. What do you want me to do for you to see you through? A box of rain will ease the pain and love to see you. Just a box of rain, wind and water. Believe it if you need it. If you don't, just pass it on. Sun and shower, wind and rain, in and out the window like a moth before a flame. Of rain. I don't know who put it there. Believe it if you need it, or need it if you dare. And it's just a box of rain.